In March, Bavona Child Advocacy Center visited Northwood Elementary School in Hilton for a training aimed at preventing child sexual abuse. On March 26, a call came in to the New York State Child Abuse Hotline. Authorities say it was that call that led to the arrest of the school's principal, Kirk Ashton. Ashton is charged with sexually abusing 9 students. Here to tell us more about the prevention education program that brought this case to light is Stephanie Schwebka. She is manager of community education at Bavona Child Advocacy Center. Thank you so much for joining us, Stephanie.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Beth.
The prevention education program you helped launch isn't new. It's been around almost a decade locally, I believe. When it's provided in schools, is the training for students, for teachers, administrators, parents, or all of the above?
We're actually doing a little bit of all of that. For a long time, Bavona has been focused on adult education, but we recognize that it's so important that we are also providing education to students, to kids, to empower them, to allow them that opportunity to understand and be aware of multiple dangers and ways that they could be unsafe, and to give them those tools to recognize that and how to find a safe adult and how to report that.
We would never want to identify an individual who came forward. People can do that anonymously, but can we assume it was a student who made that call that brought this case to light in Hilton?
I think it was through the lessons and through the knowledge of these lessons, this child indicated, that he was empowered, and he found a safe adult, and a safe adult took it from there.
How gratifying is it to know that the training program you manage played a role in bringing forward some very serious allegations against this principal?
Well, it's very gratifying. I've known for years prevention works. Sometimes when it comes to being proactive and doing prevention education, we end up sort of sometimes an afterthought. And it just kind of brings to light what I've known for a long time is that prevention works. I'm just the most grateful that a child is getting help. Multiple children are able to get help and to start their journey of healing. That's honestly what I'm the most grateful for.
Do enough school districts and other organizations take advantage of this training? Is it widespread enough?
The training isn't widespread enough. I was thankful for the passage of Aaron's Law, which went into effect for all school districts across New York State this year. This curriculum in particular covers all of the New York State Department of Ed metrics that are required under Aaron's Law. And that was the whole reason for Aaron's Law, is to provide child sexual abuse prevention education to students. So it is a mandate. And I think school districts across New York State and even Monroe County are seeking something to do and scrambling a little bit. I'm hoping that when this comes to light, that school districts feel like they can reach out to Bavona if they would like to partner with us. We are partners actually with BOCES, and that is how we have been able to deliver to, we are up to now 8 school districts here in Monroe County, and we are able to provide this education in 8 different school districts only because of that partnership through BOCES and making it very, very inexpensive. It's not completely free, but it is very inexpensive due to BOCES partnership for school districts. And that is open to any school district across Monroe County.
That's Stephanie Schwebka. She is manager of community education at Bavona Child Advocacy Center. Stephanie, thank you so much for letting us know about this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Beth.